Thursday morning. And though we have a last-minute guest here this morning, we have none other than Dylan Rose of the Webster City Police Department joining me on the phone line this morning. Dylan, good morning to you, sir. Well, the reason why we got you on here today is to talk about DARE. It's back in Webster City schools.
It is. It is back. It's been about 5 years, so it's good to have it back.
Mm-hmm. And you took some DARE training for this, right?
I did. It was about almost a year ago. I took it in September last year.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those not... Go ahead.
It was about 2 weeks. I spent about 2 weeks down at Camp Dodge. They had a... I had a two-week class that I had to pass to become a DARE instructor. It was an interesting training, something completely different than any other training that I have taken in my course of being a law enforcement officer. Throughout that time, it's been great. I absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those not familiar with the DARE program, of course, you and I know it's teaching these kids simply saying no to drugs, alcohol, and violence.
Absolutely. And I want to say it was about 7 years ago, they revamped the program and added a couple more areas of learning that have strengthened the program, one of which is bullying that I take very seriously, and I think the kids really caught on to it. It was one of the courses that I think it was actually the course that I had to teach when I was down at my training. We had to do one of the lessons before we graduated. We had to present it to our instructors as well as some of our classmates. We had to present a class and make sure that we had everything down packed, do a lesson, and do all of our lesson prep. So it was one that I took really seriously because I think it's a big problem along with all the drug and alcohol abuse these days.
Are we seeing that kind of problem there, Dylan, in Webster City schools, have you noticed?
I spoke with Mr. Brock. He says that it's kind of an isolated incident. He sees a very small amount of it, but it's just nationwide there's an issue with it, and I would like to keep that curve down with our schools and see what we can do to help prevent it around here.
I remember when the DARE program started there, Dylan, back in the mid-late 1980s, here in Webster City, and that continued on for so many years. I know that Ed Wardell, who was a former police officer in Webster City, and I also know that one of the people behind the trash man in Webster City, and that is Chris Kehoe. He was also involved with the DARE program for a number of years, and I know it took kind of a break between those years, about, you said, 5 years ago, and now you're back in charge of DARE. So that is just a marvelous program that's been around for so many years.
It is. It's great. It's kind of funny because I was having supper one night with Mr. Kehoe, and he thought it was great, and I didn't know that about him. He was the first DARE officer that actually started the program when it first came out. I want to say that he said he started it in 1989, and then did it through his tenure when he was on the department, and then it went to a different officer in between him and Mr. Wardell, and then. Since Mr. Wardell's left the department, it changed hands, and now I've taken the reins of that, and it's been great. I love it, and I love being around the kids. The teachers have been super great. The staff, everybody at the middle school has just been awesome. It's great.
Here we're talking with Dylan Rose of the Webster City Police Department, who's in charge of the DARE program. That's back at it again. So we got some graduation down the road for these kids.
Yes, today is actually my last official class period with my second set of students. I have 96 total students, so they broke it down between two different sets of two teachers. So teaching 96 kids at a time would be super difficult. So we broke it down and tried to get about 50 at a time, and I think the kids really put a big grasp on it. This last weekend, I went through and read 96 essays, and to break it down and find four winners, it was super difficult. So I had to rely on a couple different people to go through those essays and find the winners for me. So it's awesome.
And the graduation ceremony again is when, Dylan?
I believe we have graduation ceremony scheduled for next Tuesday during the 7th hour at school time.
Mm-hmm. And is this open to the public or just for the students and their families?
I believe we're going to just do a celebration with the students. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the families will be there, but I know that we've got the students and the teachers plan to attend. And then I want to say that the faculty will be there as well. So
will Daryl be there?
What's that?
Will Daryl be there?
Daryl, who's that?
That's the lion. That's the mascot.
Oh, Darren?
Darren the lion? Darren the lion, yes.
We'll see if we can dig him out somewhere and see if we can get him back.
I don't know why I said Daryl, but it had to be one of those names. But Darren the Lion was kind of the mascot that went to these graduation ceremonies for Dare in the past. And I was one of the featured speakers for Dare a number of years ago in Webster City, encouraging the kids, which I really enjoyed. And hopefully we can start that back again real soon. But again, that's next Tuesday for the graduation ceremony for the Dare program. And what a great program it is for the students in Webster City. Do you know offhand, Dylan, are they doing it at the Hamilton County Schools? Offhand, the Sheriff's Department did that a number of years ago.
They did. Actually, it was kind of funny because I want to say we were trying to figure out the math. It would be 8 years since I've graduated high school, so when I went through, I was actually in Stratford.
Yeah.
Joe Bosch was my instructor. So.
Oh, yeah.
If you do the math, when I was in sixth grade, that was when I took Dare education. So it's been a number of years, but I can still remember the graduation ceremony and going through it, and I can tell you it's completely different than when I went through.
Sure it is. So that's coming up next week, but again, kudos to you there for doing all the work there, Dylan, to teach these kids about saying no to drugs, alcohol, and violence, because believing here in the 21st century, it's still a big problem.
Absolutely. It's not... I don't want to give myself the credit. The credit all belongs to the students, because
right.
If the students weren't there to participate, it'd be super hard. And they've been fantastic. All the teachers helping me keep them on task and them coming to learn. It's a big change coming from me going in and taking a break out of their day to have them come in and listen to me. I mean, the students, that's a big change to have them come in and have somebody else teach them. So, and having the faculty work with me to get a schedule together, it really helped. Mm-hmm. So
very good. Let's also talk, we're wrapping up our Dare interview, but let's talk about something big coming up this September there, Dylan, and that is year two of a softball tournament involving area law enforcement, fire departments, and so forth.
Yeah, this year we decided that potentially we're going to change it up. September 10th, I want to say, is the date that we have picked out that we've opened up our second annual Hamilton County Peace Officers Association of Iowa softball benefit. This year, we're doing it for the Puppy Jake Foundation, which the Puppy Jake Foundation is a foundation that supports area veterans that are in need of service animals, like service dogs. That these are all military veterans that are, I want to say, in need. Like they can't do all the. They're kind of like a canine on the street, but these canines are taken in and they provide functions like, say, they get up and are able to open a door for a refrigerator for these veterans because they're not able to do that function. It's great. It's hopefully going to get out there. We're trying to get it out to the entire state and see if we can ring some teams in from the Des Moines area, Waterloo area, and over in Fort Dodge. So,
well, that would be great because I remember last fall we did something like that. That was a lot of fun. That was between the Webster City firefighters and the law enforcement community. So a great turnout for that for a very good cause.
Absolutely. Last year was for Special Olympics, and it's kind of a short notice throwing that together.
Yeah.
This year we're trying to plan for a little bit of something more organized, better timing, and I think it'd be neat to do it on the 10th, the day before 9/11. Just do a little bit of a ceremony in memory of 9/11 as well. So, and doing it on a Saturday would kind of open things up to allow people to travel and not have to worry about getting back to work the next day.
There you go. And I believe that's also the same day there, Dylan, that the Iowa-Iowa State football game is that same Saturday as well. But, of course, that's it's going to be down the road, down in Ames, okay, from what I see here on the schedule. So,
be it I believe as you're correct.
Yeah, Iowa and Iowa State play in Ames coming up on September at a time to be determined. But anyway, we have some own fun here in Webster City with this softball tournament. So get your teams organized. That's for law enforcement, firefighters, EMS, and so forth for this very important cause for Puppy Jake, which, by the way, there, Dylan, won a special Iowa Character Award a number of years ago. That was the same year I won the Citizen of Character Award. That was back in 2013 there at the Hy-Vee Center in Des Moines. But good cause.
Absolutely.
For Puppy Jake.
That's what we're trying to get some special guests lined up and mm-hmm. make it great, just like our golf benefit, which
yeah.
is scheduled for July 9th. So.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple really special things coming up for the summertime, and everything's in full swing. So
I know.
Keeping us yeah. between DARE and everything going on with the Peace Officer Association. And then my little 2-year-old guy. I'm a busy guy.
Well, that's good. That keeps you busy there, Dylan. But I know I think sometime maybe around June we'll talk about that golf outing with Rod Hickok, as well as another one from the Iowa State Patrol that comes to mind. It escapes me.
Mr. Schnatter?
Yes, Denny. We'll talk with them coming up around June about that, because that is a very special cause indeed for the peace officers. That's the golf outing coming up on July 9th, and you're more than welcome to come join us, too, on that when we get that all scheduled. But again, if you have any information or want to sign up, just contact Webster City Police for the softball tournament coming up on September the 10th, and that'll be at Nokomis Park in Webster City. Anything else good for the cause there this morning, Mr. Rose?
No, I just hope everybody has a good weekend. Hopefully
right.
we got some good weather and get yeah. out there and start enjoying this nice springtime.
Absolutely, absolutely. Dylan, thanks for being a last-minute guest. We appreciate the time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, as always, Pat.
Thanks, Dylan. Have a great day. You take care.
You too.
Bye now. All right, Dylan Rose from the Webster City Police Department joining me this morning here on KKWC as we talk about the DARE program, plus the big softball tournament coming up on September the 10th at Nokomis Park. So get your team organized if you're involved in police, sheriff's work, fire department, EMS, and that should be a good day coming up on September 10th. Yes, I realize it's also the same day of the big Iowa-Iowa State football game this year in Ames.